Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Welcome to the Pine and Palm Podcast again. So Doug Barlow here with Steve Barlow, and we're very fortunate to have a wonderful guest with us today, Mr. Chris Bolin. He's just an outstanding fan of sports, and I met Chris going to a bunch of different Gator games. We probably went to hundreds together, and a lot of people don't know he's a great collector of sports memorabilia. He's got one of the biggest collections I've ever seen, and so he's originally from Lincoln, Nebraska, and he just up and moved everything about to 15 years ago and came to Gainesville, Florida, and watched a lot of Gator sports. And now he's kind of retired back to Lincoln, Nebraska. So, Chris Bolin, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. How's it going? How's it going?
I've actually been there. I was there 17 years, though.
Oh, 17. Well, tell us the story about why you came to Florida to watch sports.
Well, that was the only thing to do, because to enjoy the nice weather and meet new people, start a new life, because my mother passed away and there was no other family that left me that was here to keep me here. I decided to go ahead and move. And so I decided to start life over again at age 38. And you know, total new surroundings and everything, systems and the whole yard, you know.
Yeah, so. Well, great. Now you're a great collector of sports memorabilia, and so you probably have some things laying around nearby you. I would just bet you could show us different things you're collecting.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've got I've got the national champions for the FSU, and
All right, now what year was that?
Well, that was 2018.
Okay. Yes.
And then we have the champions for the Gators there, and the national champions up there for 14 and 15.
Back to back years, right? For softball.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we have. Then we have the state of Florida flag there.
Oh, wow.
And Miami and UF there, the combination flag.
Okay.
Side by the house divided flag. And then there's the baseball one for the Gators in 2017.
2017, right. Yes, of course, right.
And then... and then we have the... other one here.
What other one is that?
The flagpole. I got flagpoles in here too. this is the UF and the Miami and the FSU flag.
Okay, kind of half and half. Okay.
Yeah, half and half. Or house
really divided. Tell you're from Nebraska. Yes.
Yeah, right. And then I got one more. The this flag is Gainesville and Florida and UM there on the end of it there.
What is that jersey kind of behind you there? Whose is that?
Okay. Well, the this one here is Katie Kissler from last year's team, number 29.
Okay, that was softball. What position did she play?
Yeah, she played outfielder.
Outfield, okay, right, okay.
And then we've got Rothrock, a pitcher for the Gators, the current staff.
Now that's softball again, right?
Yeah, she's a pitcher for for the Gators on number 7.
Okay.
And then we have the center fielder, Kendra Falby, number 27.
Okay.
With the jersey there.
So. Well, Chris, what would you say is the most valuable piece in your collection? You've got a lot of stuff stored away. So.
Yeah, from what it was before, when my guys threw it all out.
What is your most valuable piece, you would say?
Well, probably my autographs, probably. Autographed footballs? The footballs that I have.
You have a Steve Spurrier autographed football?
No, but I have a book. So,
autographed book by him?
The book is right here, right?
What autographed footballs do you have?
Well, gee, I got a lot of those. Here's Spurrier's book right here.
Head ball coach, Steve Spurrier. And you have it signed by him.
Yeah, and it's
signed it there. Oh, okay. Now, where did you buy it like that, or did you have to go somewhere to get that?
Well, he was at the Wrights Union that day, and I waited in line over an hour to wait and get there at 8 in the morning.
Now you have autographs from every coach at Florida since Ron Zook. Is that right?
Well, right after Ron Zook, yeah. Okay. I didn't get Ron Zook, though.
Okay.
No big loss there.
but you have the current fellow they have. You have him on a football.
Yeah, Billy Napier. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd almost forgotten. Yes, Billy Napier. Yes. Do you have any balls signed by other coaches? Bobby Bowden?
No, I don't have I don't have that one. No, by him. No. Let's see here. This one's Billy Napier there.
Oh,
can't really see it.
That's your latest one.
Well, but that's it there. You can see it there, I think.
Oh, yeah. So you have that one there with you right now. It's not in storage.
Well, no, they're in. It's all in my apartment. Everything's all in my.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is the Billy Napier ball there.
What about that coach at Miami, Cristobal? Do you have one signed by him?
No.
No.
I don't have any. Don't have any Miami one by him yet. No.
Chris, you know some funny stories. Tell us about that story when you were a young man and you went to a casino with some friends of yours, and they all got completely gassed. And, of course, you don't drink, so they designated you to drive home. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah. See, that day I had been up all day because, I was just doing some stuff or working or whatever back in the day when I was still working. And I was up all night. We decided I'll just drive back. No big deal. Well, it was probably about 2 or 3 in the morning when I was a couple blocks from my house and I fell asleep. But that having I had been up almost over a day, 24 hours, and I fell asleep and I hit a tree. And I didn't hit it that hard, but the thing is, when I fell asleep, I hit the gas pedal and my front fender folded up just like a U, the shape of a U. Oh.
And I woke up in the hospital, huh?
Well, yeah, I was my two other friends were let go after that after about an hour or so. I was knocked out and I was put in a hospital bed, and then a couple hours later, I woke up, and then they let me go. And,
yeah, because they ran your blood test, and there was nothing in there. You know, you were sober.
right.
So driving sober can be dangerous at times.
Well, eventually the tree got cut down, and the car had to get,
I bet they didn't have you as a designated driver again.
Right, and the car got totaled and everything, so, it was just one of those.
They learned their lesson, didn't they?
Well, yeah, I just didn't want to hurt anybody. But the thing is, see, the seat was pulled up so far because I'm a short guy. So the guy that was riding in the front seat on the passenger side, he got a big softball welt on his elbow, on his arm, because he hit the dashboard real hard, and it was one of those contusions, and he was really hurt. The other two guys in the back seat, they had plenty of room because the seat was pushed up so far. They didn't have anything, happen to them really. Because,
But they were too gassed to notice anyway, right? Coming from
right. Well, and that's the thing. When I finally hit the tree, all four of us were asleep. We were all out. We were all
nobody drunk, knew anything happened.
Three drunk people, and then the driver was asleep, you know. So. And yeah, those guys were asleep too. So yeah.
Well, I guess it was a strategy that kind of worked, you know, because if they would have fallen asleep, it would have been worse. Oh man, that's kind of crazy.
Right. It woke a couple of them up anyway, and then they went and got help because they had to call the fire truck and everything, and the ambulance. The hospital was only two blocks away, so they transported us all there. So.
You were almost home from the casino.
Yeah, I was two blocks away from my home. Yeah, and then the hospital was two blocks in the other way. Yeah, so you know.
And where was the casino in Mississippi?
In Omaha, actually.
Omaha, dude. So you drove all the way from Omaha to Lincoln.
Yeah. So
now it's kind of funny. That you are from Lincoln, Nebraska, originally, and you're not a big Husker fan, I gather.
Well, no, that's the only thing I don't like. I don't like about the state. Everything else is great. My high school is about the best school in town here. I like it. You know, other than that, the rest
of the
town.
What was the name of your high school, Chris? What was the name of your high school?
I went to Lincoln Pius.
Lincoln Pius with a P.
Yeah, Lincoln Pius the 10th. Yeah,
so you are a graduate of Lincoln Pius High School.
Wow.
But not a Husker.
No,
what is the grudge you have against the Huskers?
Well, I just don't like them. I don't like the color. I hardly have the color red. I just don't like the color red. When it's Christmas time, I like the color green instead of, you know.
Yeah.
But that's why you got to have an orange and gator. You got to have an orange and blue gator Christmas tree when you celebrate Christmas. You can't have a green one. You got to have an orange and blue one, you know.
Yeah, preach it, brother. Preach it.
Right. Man. Now, when you became a Gator fan, did you have a friend that influenced you? Or anything, or was there anybody else up there?
Well, in 98, I was wearing my UF shirt from the College World Series that day. And I went to a volleyball game at the Coliseum at the time. And that's when you could actually go down on the floor and meet the coaches, you know. So I had gone up there to buy two other shirts, by the way, UF and FSU, or UM and FSU, because all three schools were at the College World Series. And this was in 98. So I went down on the floor, and I met Mary Wise, and I told her that I said, I'm going to see you in Gainesville in a few years. That was 2003 when I saw her, so that was 5 years earlier.
That was prophetic. So you just had something in you. You were born in Nebraska, but you were really a Floridian. Is that right?
Right, right. And so, you know, I got my first job down there. It took me a couple months to find a job because a new city, a new bus system, you know, not knowing anybody except Mary Wise. And that was, and in fact, the first day I was there, which was August 10th, August 11th, actually the morning of the Monday, I went down and got my Gator volleyball pass for the season.
Yeah.
First thing I bought. So. Huh.
Huh. Yeah, she was a great coach. I think she just recently retired.
Yes, she did. Yeah, I'm sorry to you know see that because she retired just after John Cook did here at Nebraska. So,
You know, Chris, you may be the largest Gator fan in the whole state of Nebraska.
Well, I'm also a Dolphins fan too, but and a couple other teams and baseball and things like that too. So, but I did get an Aaron Rodgers ball from 2000 when his records were on air. Nico Sports has a whole bunch of footballs that have the panels that are colored, you know, and they tell you about all the statistics, you know. So, I got those too.
So you collect the NFL paraphernalia too, right?
Yeah, here's another thing. I get a football from each of the college football champions that have just come out.
So you got Ohio State football recently?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. You got it there with you?
Yeah. That's Michigan from a couple in 2023.
Oh, no kidding. Is it signed by anybody?
Yeah. And then you got the other Michigan there, the Washington
who
game.
Who signed it?
24. And then you have here's the one from, well, let's see. There it is.
Ohio State. Now, is it signed or is it just a commemorative?
Well, football? No, they're not, none of them are signed. It's just the, the ball.
Oh,
that's okay. Hey.
So you don't hold any grudges. You can appreciate whoever wins, huh?
Right, right. The only thing is, I won't order a Nebraska football if they win a national title anymore. I wouldn't order their ball.
No, you couldn't. No way.
So now you worked at Kanapaha Middle School for quite a while when you were in Gainesville. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's where I retired from in 2016. I worked there almost 11 years. I did other various jobs working.
And you went to a lot of Gator ball games. What's some of the craziest things you remember from all those ball games?
Well, sleeping outside in the morning, waiting to get in for tickets. Well, we didn't have tickets. You had to get down in front with my wig on, you know, and everything. And I had to get ready for that.
So now you wore a wig.
Well,
an orange and blue wig. You have it there with you?
Yep.
Put it on. Oh, yeah, all right. Put it on. Put on the wig.
Okay. Just a minute here. Hold on. Okay. The backside. Shake it up a little bit so it works better. There.
All right.
Are we in the
middle?
Yeah.
Right.
I think
that is the way to go.
All right.
Yeah.
So you right, it kind of brings back memories. Yeah. So you were out front waiting for tickets with that on, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I was also I would also keep score at the game. You know, sitting there and watching on TV, so everybody could see me for every pitch.
Now, did you walk around up there in Lincoln with that on?
Well, I mean, not anymore because the games aren't on TV here because I don't have cable. But otherwise, well, the Gators volleyball team is with the new coach Ryan Tice is coming to Lincoln.
Will you go to that? Will you go to that?
Yeah, I want to get tickets for that. Yeah.
So you will go for that. Okay. All right.
I really didn't want to go to a Nebraska event, but I did go to a USC game just the other day with a friend of mine. I rooted for USC. And he rooted for Nebraska, so, you know.
Now, which USC?
That would be Southern California.
Oh, Southern Cal. Okay. Who won?
USC did. They beat Nebraska.
So you kind of got the last laugh, huh? Last laugh.
Yeah, anytime Nebraska loses, it's great, you know. So. So.
Like that.
Oh, man. So. All right, Chris. Well, we're going to have to wind it up. Kind of time limited today, you know. So you have any final words of encouragement for the young folks out there starting out?
If you have a passion in your life, find out what it is, and then it's if you do it as a just a fun situation, it's not a job, you know. There's some days where I have to wear a couple jerseys in a row, a couple things in a row because I'll have another event, and I'll have to wear a couple jerseys, especially if the teams are playing each other. If Florida State's playing, I'll have a Florida State jersey on for softball, and then I'll have a Florida jersey over that, depending on if they're playing at the same time or football the same way, you know.
So the bottom line, it's all about sports, Chris. It's all about sports.
Follow your passion.
And you really want to, you know, follow it with a passion and you know, and give it your all, you know.
Right. Well, there's so much stuff to talk about, Chris. We'll have to have you back on. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.